Gus Waltz. I just have to speak up about Gus Waltz, the 17-year-old son of Democrat vice presidential candidate Tim Waltz. What I saw Wednesday night on TV was Gus's uninhibited, unrestrained, exuberant, no-holds-barred emotional outpouring of his love for his dad. He was so happy and so proud as he exclaimed, "That's my dad," several times. His emotions were so transparent as he leaped to his feet, waved his arms, clutched his heart, and cried profusely. Tears were streaming down his cheeks. It was such an honest expression of a young man's feelings that it brought me to tears. I did not just cry, I bawled. It just touched me so much for so many reasons. How a young man was able to show his true feelings, what Michelle Obama called what true love looks like. How he was able to do so with no concern whatsoever of what was appropriate or proper or normal. How his unrestrained, effusive crying was so revealing of the power of the relationship with his father. It told an unadulterated story of how genuine, close, loving, and important his dad is to him. A testament to the bond he shares with his dad. How proud his dad must be. How Gus's outpouring speaks to the effort and love that his dad has put into the relationship with his son for 17 years. How wonderful to see the love that his sister Hope, sitting right next to Gus, has for her brother. How wonderful to see his mother, sitting right next to Gus, allow her son to be himself. In no way did she try to calm him down or ask him to sit down or in any way restrain his outpouring of love. On top of all this, it was obvious to me that Gus has some challenges. I have since learned that he is neurodivergent and has ADHD, anxiety disorder, and nonverbal learning disorder. For me, this just adds to the reasons why his outpouring of love for his dad has touched me so much. As many of you know, I founded the Edge Foundation almost 20 years ago with its goal to help neurodivergent youth. My two natural kids and myself have ADHD and a learning disability. I can relate to Gus. At the same time that I'm emoting every time I think of Gus, I find myself getting livid about what has happened on social media. Ann Coulter, a conservative commentator on Fox News, posted on social media a picture of Gus with the words, quote, "talk about weird," unquote. Can you imagine anyone doing this, saying this, attacking Gus, making fun of Gus, mocking him? The lack of understanding, the lack of empathy that this represents is monumental. It is inexcusable and unacceptable. But back to Gus. On Wednesday night, we witnessed a deeply emotional and powerful moment as Gus Waltz openly expressed his love and admiration for his father. The atmosphere was charged with emotion as Gus, overwhelmed by the significance of the moment and the love he feels for his father, broke into a cascade of tears. His heartfelt outpouring was genuine and unguarded, a rare glimpse into the personal side of a political family. It was a moment of profound personal pride and love. Gus's vulnerability and his deep affection for his father resonated with everyone, creating an unforgettable and touching experience that transcended politics. The display of Gus Waltz's emotions and the subsequent social media firestorm offers a few important lessons about vulnerability, empathy, and the power of public discourse in today's world. Vulnerability is powerful. Gus Waltz's display of emotion was a reminder that vulnerability is not a sign of weakness, but of strength. In a world that often values stoicism, especially in the political arena, Gus's openness was a breath of fresh air. It showed that expressing genuine emotions can create deep connections and resonate with people on a human level. The overwhelming support he received highlights how much people appreciate authenticity. Empathy. Empathy is essential. The backlash against Ann Coulter's comments underscores the importance of empathy in public discourse. In a time when social media amplifies every word, the response to her remarks demonstrated that there is a growing expectation for compassion, especially when someone is in a moment of emotional expression. The situation serves as a reminder that words can have significant impact, and there's a collective responsibility to approach others with understanding and kindness. Finally, a cultural shift toward emotional openness. The positive response to Gus's tears may indicate a cultural shift toward valuing emotional openness, even in traditionally rigid spheres like politics. It suggests society is becoming more accepting of public displays of emotion, recognizing them as a natural part of the human experience, rather than something to be criticized or suppressed. In summary, the events surrounding Gus Waltz and the social media reactions serve as a powerful reminder of the importance of empathy, the strength found in vulnerability, the impact of words, particularly in the highly scrutinized environment of social media. Every time I think of him, I find myself welling up. Thank you, Gus, for showing me and others what true love means, what vulnerability looks like, what warmth feels like, what a great relationship with your dad can be. Gus and all the other Gusses in the world need to be celebrated and supported.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Like the podcast? Please help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.